As we conclude this second week of Easter, a bit of convergence at least that's going on in my mind, in light of the fact that last night we had a wonderful presentation from Bishop Olmsted on what's called the Tepeyac Leadership Initiative, and we concluded our days, our clergy conference days, talking about the Eucharist, which was wonderful. And then we get this beautiful line from the Acts of the Apostles, on the lips of a Pharisee in the Sanhedrin named Gamaliel, that if something is not of God, it will be destroyed. In fact, if it's of human origin, it will destroy itself. But the things that are of God, you will not be able to destroy them. In fact, you may even find yourselves fighting against God. So even back then, they said, if it's not of God, it will not last. It will not last. So we need to believe this. Now, he was using it in terms, it was a bit provocative about Jesus, and obviously you understand that that lasted. The things that Jesus said have lasted longer than any other institution, any other empire, anything before. So clearly it's of God. But if we take it in the words of Gamaliel, be not afraid of the things that are not of God. If we can't conquer them ourselves, which we've understood we can't, right? That's why we're so frustrated and angry all the time, because the things that we don't like around us, we just can't do away with. He says, be not afraid. They're not from me. They will destroy themselves. So it should bring a bit of peace. Huh? The things that are not of Jesus will themselves. That doesn't mean we do nothing. But we have to have the conviction and the understanding that the things that are not of God, because Jesus wins, this whole Easter message is about Jesus winning. And the things that are not of him will die in us, outside of us, etc., so long as we stay close to him. And so what are we to do? Then we're to return to the Most Holy Eucharist. We have the glimpse of John 6. It was just the teaser for the Bread of Life discourse in John 6. So we are to come to him and offer sacrifice with him. So one of the great fruits of this week for me, revisiting the theology of the Most Holy Eucharist, is that you're not here to be fed, primarily. The first movement of the people of God, you're here to offer sacrifice. So all that stuff that's around you and me that we can't control and we want to destroy, we're sick of, Jesus will take care of it, but still come. Come to me and offer sacrifice. That's the first movement. You're offering sacrifice as the people of God. And then receive. Number two, it's a secondary action that we receive the Most Holy Eucharist, because if we forget the first, then we become couch potatoes and we get spiritually fat. They just give me, give me, give me. No, the first movement is I'm offering sacrifice. That sacrifice made present again. Here, take all this stuff that I don't like around me or that I need, Jesus. Offer it to the Father. That's serious business. I've forgotten because I haven't studied theology in 15 years. And we know we're coming to receive Jesus. Yeah, but we forget. No, you're offering sacrifice. You are offering sacrifice. I am in persona Christi, in the person of Christ. But so that's why you're here primarily, is to offer your sickness, your illness, your troubles. Say, Jesus, give these to the Father so he can do something with them. First and foremost. And then number two, and then, okay, now I need some nourishment. There you have it. Now nourish me, which he does, which I know is why you're here, not to listen to me babble. But you offer sacrifice. Don't forget about the sacrifice. That you're uniting all that stuff to him. And he says, okay, thank you. Now here, be fed. Multiplication. Beyond imagining. And then last, and certainly not least, then you go. You go. My favorite words now, apart from this is my body and this is my blood, my favorite word of the holy sacrifice is becoming go. I loved it as a kid, because that meant donuts at St. Anne's after Mass. Go, I think, finally, this thing over with. Go, no, go out. This is the fruit from Bishop Holmes. Go out there. Having offered your sacrifice, having been nourished, now go out there and be leaven in a dry and desolate world. Go, go. You don't belong here. I have to be here. 365 days, you don't go. 1 hour a week, 30 minutes or longer on a Friday, go. It's beautiful. The things that are not of God will die. Okay, thank you, Jesus. Here's all my junk. Feed me, and then Jesus is good. Now you're nourished. Go. Go and tell them the good news. The good news. The good news. The good news. That I've conquered the world. The good news. The good news.